What do you think first drew Lydia Black to the Aleutians?
Well, I knew just, you know, from talking to her after her husband died and her older children grew up, you know, she wanted to go off from college and try to venture off to different things. And, you know, studying about Alaska, you know, was always, or actually about Russian Orthodoxy, was always a, you know, important thing for her in life. And so I would just say, just being so distant and so far, she, you know, it was a challenge for her. Plus, then she knew everything, or most things, were in Russian out here. So her being a fluent Russian speaker, she was able to fit right in and, you know, go be able to go over the books and talk with our priest and stuff like that with about the Russian stuff.
From the perspective of somebody from the community out here, what did she contribute to what we know about this region?
That's a good question. You know, just for me, knowing her personally, what she contributed after 1989, I think it was, when I first learned how to make the bentwood hats from the late Andrew Grunholdt. She made the book Aleut Art and Glory Remembered. And since I was making the bentwood hats, you know, I would always email her and say, Lydia, how did they do this? And why did they do that? And what does this mean? She goes, did you read my book? You know, she was constantly, and of course I'd say, well, part of it. And, you know, so my book is, I should have brought it. It just has sticky notes all over it, and it's written in and with red highlights. So what she brought to me, and, you know, with working with Andrew, basically helping us reviving the Aleut bentwood hats. So I was really happy to be able to have that connection with her. And then also just her interest in our church. You know, every time she came here, she had to go to our Russian Orthodox church. You know, she had to see my dad. My dad's a star, the caretaker. And so she had to, she goes, I want to go see Nikolai. You know, so as soon as we get in from the plane, you know, we drop our stuff at our house and, you know, go over to dad's house, and she'd sit there and have tea with them. And of course she was there diligently, you know, for services on Saturday night, Sunday morning. And then she just loved meeting with the elders, and they, you know, loved talking with her. And you know, it was just a really neat, like a home feeling for her, you know, coming back here.
What did she talk about with the elders when you were around them?
And I think just, you know, just the town, you know, and also about church, and then just, she loved fishing, so we'd take her, my husband, Dave, would take her over to Wisloe to go catch red salmon. And, you know, every year she came, she had to go fishing and wanted to catch the fish. Plus, she just visited with the elders. She wanted to eat, you know, what we ate. We ate the fish pie or the pierogies and have tea. And what they talked about, I think a lot of it, they would ask about their family tree. Like me, I would ask, you know, what brought my dad's family, the Lakanoffs, here, or my mom's family, the Kudrins or the Brennans, you know, and I think maybe some of the other elders would ask the same thing. Plus, she was interested in the old ways, so she would talk to them about, you know, like midwifery and crafts and stuff like that.
So you got to see her a little bit down in Kodiak in some of the last days of her life. What was that like?
It was really, really nice. It was, you know, it was hard for me because she didn't look the same, really, because she was, you know, withering away. But her talk, her voice, you know, was right there all the time. And she was keen. Everything, you know, in her head, you know, she could say, rattle off things. And, you know, she was quoting out of a book. We were looking at one of her newest books, Russians in Alaska. But it was really good. She was just so happy to see us. And she was so cute, I have to tell you this. She wanted fish eggs, you know, and Ikra, she calls it, not the Russian way. Mind you, she's Russian, born and raised, but she wanted it the way we make it here in the Aleutians. And it's just, we salt the fish eggs and put onions and salt and pepper in there, and right, you know, it's really good. She was wanting that.
She came out here for the first time fairly late in her life. She was in her 40s when she came out here, and she had such an amazing life before that. Mm-hmm. She lost both her parents when she was young. Her father was executed, and her mother died of tuberculosis.
Right.
And then she lost her husband. Did she ever talk about those early stages in her life to people out here?
Not to us, because, you know, it was really funny. We were starting to pick her brain, mind you, if we use that term, you know, about her family, because I knew her daughter, Zoya, because she brought her out here, but I didn't know her other daughters. And only after reading, you know, the article that they put out on her, I didn't know much of it. But she was really hesitant on talking about her husband. And, you know, in fact, I thought he was an American with the last name Black, you know, and she goes, oh, no, he's from Russia, you know, and she really wouldn't say much about him. And, you know, but she showed us pictures when we were there the last 2 weeks there. She was showing us some pictures, and she was talking about her family. So, you know, I think just bringing back the past was really, you know, good for her too.
Patty Lakanoff-Gregory, thanks for joining us.
Yep, you're welcome. Thank you.